Let's fill our hearts and bow together in prayer. Let's pray together, please, as we commit our time to the Lord and ask His blessing upon our praise service this evening. Let's pray, still our hearts. There's plenty of young folk taking part tonight, and I don't know who's more nervous, I am or they are, as they take part tonight. And so we want the Lord to bless them and to feel used tonight in a very holy and a very special way. God can use you, children, tonight. And do you older folk as well. God can use you tonight. And let Him use you. And we trust that it'll be a blessing. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for just the opportunity of bowing together in this place. And Lord, anticipate the blessing of God as the people of God mix and mingle together. That's our heritage, Lord. You said where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. And Lord, we are so thankful tonight that we're in the presence of one another, but more importantly, we're in the presence of Almighty God. That's your promise and assurance to us. We pray, Father, tonight that we will become conscious more and more as we go through this service, and Lord, even as we go through this year, of, Lord, an ever-increasing awareness of God. Bless, Lord, everyone that's in this place. Bless those who are young, participating tonight. Bless them, Lord, in their ministry. Lord, we pray that you'll speak to them and through them. For those, Lord, who are related to his loved ones, family members, we pray that they'll be enriched and blessed. Lord, as they see the gifts that God has given to their children, and Lord, may they in their hearts bow in appreciation to God, who gives all gifts. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. And thank the Lord. Lord, we pray that we will have a thankfulness for all that you've done for us, for our children, for our families in this past year. And, oh God, more importantly, what you've done in the place and in the way, by way of salvation. Thank you that you've opened up a way back to God. Thank you that Christ has paid the penalty for our sin. Thank you, Lord, though we might be rotten in our hearts. Lord, you can change all that concerns us. And you can bring us to a living hope and faith in Christ Jesus. And so we pray, Lord, as we leave the issues of this meeting in your hands. Have thine own way in every life, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, as I said, you're all indeed very welcome. And we trust that you will be blessed of God as you share with us at this praise service tonight. I thought, being New Year's Day and been a night, we ought to come on the first day of the new year and just thank God for His great love. And of course, it's good to utilize all the gifts and talents that are here. And the first gift that we're going to use tonight is Adrian. Adrian, we call him Big Adrian or Sweetie Adrian. Depends on which meeting you're attending. And if you're at the prayer meeting, Adrian will always have sweets. I'm going to ask Adrian, please, as he's going to come. He's going to sing two songs, and he's going to share a brief word of testimony as well. And I see he's brought the kettle with him.
Do you think I'm going to get up here just for a minute or two?
Well, now, folks, you can look at your calendar and your diary now. Thanks very much, Adrian. And may God bless you as you minister to us.
He's going to take away, Governor.
All right. Hope not.
I'm his roadie, by the way.
You'll not get a lot of eye contact with me, folks. This is most important to me tonight, that I don't let myself down in front of you. I learn very quick to take a paper out. No reflection.
I love to tell a story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell a story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell a story for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when it seems of glory, I sing the new, new song. 'Twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story of He who walked our land, then risen to the Father to sit at His right hand, and there to rule in glory, where sinless hearts shall be. The love, the bliss unending throughout eternity. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. To tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
It's like Ulster Hall for me, folks, you realize that? I have a wee bit of testimony. Imagine me giving testimony. Imagine me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, darling, yes. I was born just up the road a piece. Went to Elvis Cross School. Moved down here from, what was it called? Donegal Park Avenue. Downview Crescent. It's now a pile of dust, I think. The whole street wiped out. Lamplighter and all used to come around. 10 of a family. Great, great mother. The old man, well, we'll not go down that road. Send off to Sunday school, Church of Ireland. Got my first Bible. And the church never seen me again. Again, I was only 5 or 6 years old, and the church to me seemed to be some man in dark clothes doing this with a... So it didn't see me again for a wee while, folks. And the next time I seen the church, Sammy Workman was standing this one. And I started to attend. I'm being straight, as you do, for you want to get married. And Sammy really had a, well, Sammy has an effect, or had an effect on everybody he run across. This man's not bad either. He's a good effect on me also. This man can talk a good yarn also. Praise them all for bringing the message to sinners like me and cleaning out my spirit. I got on my knees. Sammy's not here tonight. He's not too well. Sammy Robinson's conservatory. Only because I didn't have one. But I asked Sammy, what did I do, Sam? I got a bit of bad news. 2 heart attacks and in my late 30s. Bypass. 10 years back to work. All great. 2 more heart attacks. Told it was finished. Going to end up in a wheelchair in a year. That didn't happen. Mother-in-law took ill. As we did, we called down to see her every day. And I was supporting her. She wasn't talking to us, looking out the window, sitting on the bed. And as I was supporting her, threw herself back. And I know, Margaret, dear lover, wee Scotch lady, died in my arms. And yet, for the first time, I think I was about 29 years old, Pam, my dear wife, she hit the road. Straight out through, squealing and yelling, as you would. And I was left with her mum, heavy, heavy, heavy on my arm. And I heard the death rattle. And I seen the pulse in her neck stop. And a few minutes later, Pam came in and I said, get an ambulance. And when Pam was ringing the ambulance, I said, Lord, please, God. Don't take her like this. Not like this, Lord. And I'm not embroidering. I can't embroider this. That's the very simple lines I said to the Lord God Almighty. Please, Lord, don't take her like this. Not like this. And that's me, a big young man out in the world. And a minute later, Margaret was sitting up talking to me, asking me what was wrong with me. And that's straight. If I hadn't seen the pulse and all stop on her neck, I would have said, well, she hadn't passed. But what my wife was to tell me 3 months later, like, when I loved you, I've been told this there and then, or within the day or two, her mum seen me from above, talking to her and praying to the Lord, presumably, and told Pam that. But I didn't, nobody got round to tell me, because we're not a Christian family. We're a good family. But we know now, you have to go beyond that. You have to be more, slightly more than good to invite the Lord into your life. But it proved one thing, the Lord was watching me. I gave my first prayer to the Lord that day. And he granted it. For goodness sake, you couldn't ask for something like that. The Lord granted my first prayer. Margaret sat back up. And she was shouting out of the ambulance, Edith, which is my nickname. Are you coming up? Come up behind the ambulance. And you'd have thought there was nothing wrong with the woman. And she died in Whitehaven Hospital 5 days later. She shed 30 years of age out of her face. The Lord was, she was full of the Lord's grace. All the pain, all the anguish, all the, she'd breast off with cancer, all that worry just vanished. And she passed in the hospital. And the Lord done exactly what I had asked him. Don't take her like this. Not like this, Lord. And I forgot about that until I heard the thing 3 months later. And then, that's something you don't forget about. So I carried that into my adult life. And Rex, her husband, my father-in-law, was in Whitehaven Hospital. Demented. Dying. And the pastor of this church came over. It was Reverend Lewis.
and had a talk with him, and he did settle. But we got a call out that he was pulling all his pipes out, and he was demented. Probably raging temperature. And Nicola and me were down with him, and I said, I wonder, can the Lord help here? Because I loved Rex. He was one grand, or one father-in-law in a million. You probably remember him in the congregation here. He was here for 30-odd years. I loved Rex. And I said, Lord, inwardly, Nicola knew nothing about this, my daughter. Could you do something, Lord, to help me help this man? Help settle him. And he was rocking back and forward for an hour and a half before this. And when he rocked towards me, I put my hand on his head. Just a simple movement like that. And Rex turned to stone. Turned to stone. And Nicola will back me up on this, because only months ago I asked her, do you remember it? As I remember it. And well, word for word. And I was frightened, because I had watched him demented. I pulled my hand away. As you would. But then he was getting that obstreperous, was the old word we used to say. He was going there again. And when he come forward again, I said, Lord, can you help Rex? And he locked up again, just like a man of stone. And I held my hand there, and like a fool, I pulled it away after an hour, half a minute. And it's only now that I've asked the Lord into my life. The Lord was waiting on a prayer to do something to help him. And I was ill-prepared. Ill-prepared. What a time to be ill-prepared when you're praying to the Lord in heaven to help your father-in-law. And I didn't know that the simple thing after that was pray to the Lord with your hand on his head. And something wonderful might have happened. And I have that in my conscience ever since, wondering. Rex knew Brian's dad very, or father-in-law very well, Jack. Very, very fond of him. And I've often wondered, did they meet up? Two old cougars. That's factual, folks. For anybody sitting here wondering about, is there a God? Oh, yes. And he will call. Probably only a few times. He marked my card as I went through life, putting wonderful things in front of me. And at least I did recognize him as really wonderful. I did recognize him and I remembered him. And now with my memory shot, as everybody knows, probably sitting here, my memory is a way out of window. I dream the memories now. And the Lord sends things back to me through my dreams. And I wake up smiling. And I know it's the Lord. It's nothing strange or fancy. It's just a wonderful creator. And I was told then, I was ill. Now this is the sickener. This got me that I had to have the Lord. I was laying down the garden path at various things, a bad back. It turned out it was cancer in my kidney. And I was left for a year. I was left too long. They took it out. Told me I was healed. I was healed. But I wasn't. It had waked its feet everywhere, it seemed. And now my lungs are full of cancer. And praise the Lord. Because I can't praise anybody enough more than him. 5 years, 2 months ago, it has stopped growing. And I say, there is a God. And it's that that gives me the strength that the Lord has not chosen yet to take me. And I'm, for those who don't know, with Sammy Robinson, going out around nursing homes and Belfast City missions, are filling their boots with the Lord's work and the Lord's great songs. I had to relearn No, tell the truth, Bennington. I had to learn, not relearn. I knew Neil Diamond or Elton Jones. I was entertaining the clubs for 30 years. I knew them. But I had it shameful. I had to learn hymns. And some of these hymns that I've heard in this church really got a hold of me. And I'm a survivor. Because nobody told the Lord, I'm terminally ill. And it was told straight in my face, it's terminal. But as I say, that's 5 years. And I thank the Lord every day, even for the bad days. I'm sure my wife's heard me saying, thank you, Lord. Bad days as well. Thanks for them all. And anybody in any doubts, get on your knees. The Lord will take the doubts away very, very quick. Ask the Lord into your life. Ask Him into your life. And be there. You'll not see it like I was waiting on fireworks, which won't surprise you. Probably you are too. You're expecting them. Give them a fortnight or a month. Fireworks from the inside just cleans you out, cleans your thoughts, cleans your spirit. I'd cry now, as you see, as soon as I get emotional. All those years of heart attacks destroyed every emotion I ever had. And all that come back. Some would say, that's awful. Imagine getting all that back, crying at the drop of a hat. Thank you, Lord, for a good gurn. That's the way I say it. Thank you, Lord, for a good gurn. Because it brings back my heart and soul into this pure body that was once a sinner, and now I'm saved by grace. I think that will do, Pastor. I'll get into this other song before you throw me off. I learned that song on here, by the way. And what can I say? I'm stuck on it. So I'll have to sing it here before I can get past it and then another one. Wonderful, merciful Savior. Wonderful, merciful Savior, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, comforter, keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost the way. You are the one we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty infinite Father, faithful in loving your Lord, here in my weakness you find us. Before your throne, oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore.
hunger for. Oh, my heart's always hunger for.
Well, many thanks, Adrian, for that ministry and song. I really appreciated that. And it's good to hear the testimony as well. I'm going to ask two young musicians to come up here beside me. And we're going to do a few children's choruses. So if Reuben and Danielle, please, they come up. And they're going to show these other musicians behind us how to play guitars, all right? So they're going to show us right away. Thanks so much. And I tell you, you're in for a treat. And we're going to do a... Sorry, if you can just let me guitar. Thanks. That's it. We're going to do a few choruses. They're action choruses. And the first one is, Love is a flag flying high from the castle of my heart. And the second verse is, Joy is a flag. All right? So has everybody got a flag with them? Or a flag? All right? So there's a... Sorry. All right. I'll fix it for you, darling. Don't worry about it. It's not broke. It just came apart. All right, so the first one is Love is a flag flying high from the castle of my heart, then Joy. And then we're going to straight into He That Believeth, all right? So He That Believeth, and then we're going to do Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful. I don't think the words are going to come up here, but don't you know these choruses, don't you? All right, so this will be medley, and we're going to see how we get on, see if I can find my guitar. I'm a wee bit nervous because, I mean, these are real musicians here. And if I can get that down here and get that into the... All right, and make sure you're good and close to it. Yeah. I'm getting well paid for this crack. All right. Thanks so much. All right. So Love is a flag flying high. And then Joy is a flag. And then we're going to He That Believeth. And then Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful. You all ready? And if you're not doing the actions, I'm going to give you a guitar and you can come up here beside us as well. All right. All right, let's go. See how we get on. Ready, two, one. Love is a flag flying high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. Thank you. Doing the actions, I forgot to help them along with the guitar. Did you notice that? And you wouldn't notice the difference, like they're far better without me. And some of you have been eating not much turkey and not much desserts and not much sweet stuff. It was about time you got a wee bit of exercise, isn't that right? All right, we're going to try another one. This is as deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. All right, so we're going to get you stand and sing. All right, if there's words, you can put them up. They don't have words. Oh, sorry. Is it possible to put the weans on the screens? Can we do that? Aye, I think it'd be great. Now you've been shown on. I think there's the road. All right. I don't want to spoil the picture. Deep and wide. Ready?
Deep and wide. Deep and wide.
You may be seated now, and because we're going to put the devil to flight. Now, he that believeth. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And you know, that is the only way that we get victory is in the name of Jesus. He has overcome, he has conquered hell and death, and every demon in hell, and he is the way to victory, and he's the way to victory for you. All right? They're doing well, aren't they? All right, George and Brian and James and Stevie. Watch out, boys. These are easier paid. All right.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Thank you, Reuben. Thanks, Danielle. You know, the Bible says a little child shall lead them. And there's nothing can beat a little child or youngsters who have given their lives and who are involved in ministry and in the worship of God. Another young man is going to take part now, and that is young Christopher Luke. He's going to come and he's going to read the scriptures to us, and he's going to be reading from Psalm, I think it's number 42, verses 1 to 6. Thanks, Christopher. And you just listen to the word of God. Our theme tonight is, here's hoping. Here's hoping. And so we're looking to the Lord, and he's going to speak, or he's not going to speak, he's going to read from Psalm number 42. Thanks, Christopher.
As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants for my soul, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar.
Thank you.
Of course, that's not the end of our talent. We have little Sophie. It's not little at all. She used to be little. She's not little anymore. We have Sophie Adair. Sophie is going to come along, and Kathy's going to accompany her. So, Sophie, please, if you can come along and minister to us and sing your song for us just now. Thank you very much. It's good to have all this talent, isn't it? I think when we don't use them enough, we'll have to get them used far more than this. Thank you, Sophie. That was very, very good. Thank you very much, Sophie. That was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Now, the church band, they're going to play an instrumental, and then we are going to have a very short little word, and there's one or two, just one more singer after this. Thanks, Glenn and the band. That would make the hair stand on the back of your head, wouldn't it? That was absolutely brilliant. I really appreciate good music, and that was so good, so blessing, such a blessing. Thanks, Flynn, to the band. Just bringing a short little word, an epilogue, as I've already mentioned quite a bit, about hope, and here's hoping. Let me give you this little verse. It's found in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Saviour and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. Who is our hope? There were three sons that left home went out on their own, and they prospered greatly. And they discussed the gifts that they were going to give to their mother, and they gave her some very valuable gifts. The first said, after they come together, after having given her the gifts, they said, the first one said, I built a big house for mother, and she went to live there. The second one said, I sent her a Mercedes with a driver. That was a nice gift. And the third said, well, you remember how our mother used to love the Bible? And you remember how that her eyesight went a little bit askew and she wasn't able to read? So I commissioned some men, elders from a church, to teach a parrot how to memorize the scriptures and to rehearse the scriptures to her if and when she would ask. These elders spent 12 years teaching the parrot how to remember and rehearse the scriptures. And then she soon thereafter sent out letters to all her three sons, thanking them for their gifts. Milton, she said, the house you built me was too big. I live only in one room, but I have to clean all the house. The second son, Gerald, she said, I am too old to travel. I stay most of the time at home, and I rarely see the Mercedes. And you see that old driver you gave me? He's a real pain in the neck, and he has broken my heart. And she said, Donald, that lovely chicken you sent me, it was delicious. That very much kind of expresses how we view hope. We have great, we have kind of a wishful thinking. We hope it'll maybe meet the need, and we're not so sure if it'll achieve that which is designed and the purpose for it. And that's because what we think is hope is merely wishful thinking. We're all hopers, every one of us. We mix up hope with wishing. Often all we can do is be compared with four-leaf clover collectors. We wish on an evening star, some do. We tell stories about genies coming out of a lamp and with three wishes. In fact, whenever we were growing up, we used to grab the wishbone. Hands up those of you who remember the wishbone. And we used to pull it with our two little fingers. Whoever got the bone got the wish. Didn't do the turkey any good. There's an anonymous online wish engine. And it has millions of people who have recorded what they're wishing for or what they're hoping for. To date, there are 7,311,575 wishes. Can I spell out some of these wishes to you? Some wish to be rich in the immediate future. I wish to be very happy because every aspect of my life is going fantastically well forever. I wish my wife was dead, someone else said. I wish it would, this is true, I wish it wasn't pancreatic cancer, says another. Many of the wishes are followed by the word please. We just can't help ourselves, can we? See, C.S. Lewis says, creatures are not born with desires unless satisfaction for those desires exist. And the problem is not that our desires exist. The problem is that we have desires that are mixed up and have been perverted by the fall. We all hope, but hope comes in two flavors. Hoping for something or hoping in someone. We're hoping for something. We're hoping for a particular outcome. I hope I get that job. I hope I get that house. I hope I get that girl. I hope I get that girl and she gets that job and we get that house. Sometimes the thing we hope for is life or death. And sometimes what we hope for doesn't materialize. But one day it will. One day it will. Every circumstance and every situation that we wish for can evade us or disappoint us. When that happens, the question then is not what are you wishing for, but rather who are you hoping in? Who do you hope for? Or what do you hope for? Or who are you hoping in? You see, it's one thing to hope for something. It's quite another thing to be hoping in someone. And Paul, when he's writing this letter, he says, our hope, no matter if the world is falling down around us, no matter if life is against us, no matter if the situation seems futile and fatal, it will never change the person that we're hoping in. And he advises us to put our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. He never changes. We learned that this morning. He never fails. And he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And we'll see the scripture testifies to that all throughout scripture. Jesus Christ will not only meet our need, and not only can we hope in him, and not only hope in him for things, we can hope in him for the very fact of eternal and everlasting life. Things are not the basis of our life. Hope in him is. In him that is all things in hand, our past, our present, and our future are under his control. So it's far better today not to be hoping for something. Because whether or not we get it will not affect our lives really in the eternal scale of things. It is much better to be hoping in someone. And that someone is Jesus Christ. Let me give you three things, three reasons why you can hope in Jesus tonight. Because of what he knows. He knows you. He knows you. You're not a number. You're not a faceless person in the crowd. You are special to him. He says, I have called my own sheep by their name, and they know me and they follow me. He knows you. He knows your weakness. He knows your frailties. He knows the things that concern you. He knows the things that worry you. He knows the things that annoy you. And because of that, you can hope in him, because he'll always do what's right and best for you. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows you. Isn't that lovely? He knows you. And even though he knows you through and through, he still loves you. He knows you. The second thing, not only of what he knows, but what he shows. I have never yet felt that the Lord has done anything other than shown great compassion towards me. When I feel him, he doesn't abuse me or accuse me. He doesn't cast me aside. No, he comes again and again and he lifts me up. When I'm downcast, he encourages me. The psalmist said, as Christopher was reading, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? Because the Lord has been so good to you. Why do we allow life to cast us down? He shows endless compassion. Even though you've failed him, even though you've gone against the grain, even though you've rebelled against him, he will come again and again and again to you and show wonderful compassion, long-suffering and patient towards you, if you would but trust him. That's why you can trust him. That's why you can hope in him. Because he'll never give up on you. He'll never give up. Because of what he knows. Because of what he shows. Ah, listen. Doesn't Calvary tell us of the depth of the measure of his love for you and I? If ever you doubted how God feels about you now, you just think of Calvary. Because of what he knows, because of what he shows, listen, because of what he sows in you. What he sows. You see, in the heart of every believer, there's a deep-seated awareness of a day coming when God will possess, or should I say, repossess all. Haven't we this hope that this is not the end, and no matter how dark life is, there's a better day on ahead, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? He has sown the hope of eternity in the life and in the heart of every believer. And though we might face difficult times, He comes and He sows that hope that transcends all other obstacles and oppressions that comes our way. God places within the heart of every believer ultimate victory, vindication, and vision. Christ is our hope. He atoned for our sin. He acquitted us with God. He guides us in life. He comforts us in distress. He encourages us in our weakness. He assures us when we fall and fail. He guards us when we're tempted. And He rescues us when we fail. What I want to know is this. What are you hoping in? Who are you hoping in? Have you just got a list of things you wish for in life? You might get those things and you might not get those things. And when you get those things, they may not do the thing that you think they're going to do. But when you get Jesus, you get hope. His hope. You get His life. You get the assurance of His coming again. You get the promise of His love and protection. You get the very best that heaven can give you. Are you hoping for something? Or are you hoping in someone? May God bless His word to your heart. We're going to pray and pray, and then Laura Ashley's going to come and sing two songs. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that Christ, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Thank You for the name of Jesus, and thank You for His great love for us. And we pray, O God, that You will sow the seed of hope in the heart of every person here. Bless Laura Ashley as she comes now and ministers these two songs to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Laura Ashley. That brings her evening to a conclusion. I trust that you have been blessed in your heart. Have you? I trust that God has been ministering to your heart through the various talents and gifts that He's given to us. What a God we serve, and what an outlook we have. If tonight is anything to go by, then we have a great thing to look forward to when we get to glory, haven't we? We're going to give you one opportunity yourselves to stand and sing number 387, and then our gathering tonight is over. 387, and we're going to sing it to the tune of St. Catherine. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We'll stand and sing, and I trust that you'll ask that question of yourself. What are you hoping in? Or is it just merely wishful thinking? Let's stand and sing together, please. Thank you. So sad. Tonight, aren't you glad that your hope is in Christ, aren't you? Boy, if it was in politicians or financial advisors, if it was on the experts of this world, why wouldn't we be in some shape, wouldn't we? Thank God tonight that every believer that's here, our hope is in the one who will never fail. Eh? Is your hope in Christ tonight? Oh, search your heart tonight and make sure you're founded on your foundations in Him. Our Father, we pray that we will be conscious, Lord, of your wonderful grace and mercy and love. And Father, that we will most definitely place all our trust and hope and faith in the One who knows the end from the beginning. Bring us to our homes in safety. And may we know, God, consciously, right throughout 2017, the wonderful hand and power of God on each and every life. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the blessedness of the presence of the Spirit of God be our portion now and until Jesus comes or calls. We ask it in His name. Amen. And all God's people said,
Amen.
And they shouted,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.